Hello, everyone. My name is Bill Bruford. I was a student at Leeds University for about the shortest time known to any students at Leeds University. I have been a musician for 41 years and now I am an academic writer with a PhD from a different university. My connection to Leeds is fairly tenuous, I must say. I went up in 1968, I think, to study economics. My heart, I think, in my head was being in a band. The band we had formed called Yes went on to do wonderful things around the world. But at the time, I had been with the band about 6 months, and I knew I had a place at Leeds University, so much to everyone's upset. I fear I absconded to Leeds University. Sure enough, you know, a few months later, the band turned up at the university because Leeds University had the most fantastically huge pocket of money in which to buy bands, and on a regular Saturday night, you might have four bands. And it was a great place for music. Sure enough, up comes Yes, and I'm not playing with them. Obviously, they've got another drummer. And I've got all my friends lined up, all ready to go, and the band came on, and they were terrible. What made it even worse, as I went backstage later on to see the guys I'd known, was that they were going from strength to strength, and their next gig was at the Royal Albert Hall. And how could I possibly desert them at their time of need? So sure enough, I zoomed down the motorway, played the Royal Albert Hall show. Then, you know, one thing led to another. I thought I really should probably leave the university. I did ask them that they could maybe keep my place warm for a year, but that was not to happen. This story, of course, had to be relayed to my parents, who were a little upset with the whole thing. Yeah, there was. I mean, maybe it's still there. I don't know. A phone box. Of course, as like we all did, everything was a payphone, a phone box outside the Brotherton Library, I think. And I made a call to my mother and father and relayed this rather astonishing news, because I think they were thrilled that I'd gone to the university and not at all happy to hear that I was about to leave it, no more than 2 or 3 months later. So, but they were troopers and they weren't absolutely horrid to me about it, and things went on. And being very much, you know, British middle-class folk who try hard to make a good show of things. They weren't very happy, but things perked up no end when I started turning up with gold records a year or two later in good middle-class style.